get right to this week's snow show.
Ryan Pinder's Snow Show is brought to you by Lou's Performance Center. Make your ski experience all that it can be with skis, boots, and accessories, which are custom fit to your needs and performance. Details at lou's.ca.
Earlier today, Felicia George and Kaylee Humphreys captured bronze in the women's two-man bobsled for Humphreys. It's her third medal at the Games. They had a chance to chat with Jeff Blair at our sister station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Tell us a bit about this race, because as Helen Upperton was doing the analysis, and when he got to the bottom, she said, great start, drove better than the other drivers, cleaner than the other drivers. She wondered if maybe, not to make an excuse for you, but she wondered if maybe we're sort of back at that time where the Germans have figured something out about their equipment, and that there may be a little bit of an equipment gap.
I would definitely agree that equipment played a factor. In order to win bobsleigh races, you have to have the start, you have to have the drive, and you have to have the equipment. Yesterday we came out, I used the equipment that Justin Cripps had used. He was very successful, so it seemed like the right choice. However, there is a difference which we didn't quite account for. Us being women, we are lighter. And I had never driven, those runners before. Mm-hmm. And so after yesterday, the speed's just not what we had wanted or had seen from me in the past. And so we went back to, what we knew, what we had won races on before with. It was a bit of a gamble. The runners that, and the reason why we didn't go with them in the first place is because it is so cold here and they are fat runners. So we weren't sure if I was going to be slipping and sliding, and the runners we used on day one were a bit smaller just for a bit more control. Mm-hmm. But definitely felt a lot more comfortable. The equipment ran really well today. But at the end of the day, I'm extremely, extremely happy with this result. Felicia came out to the sport 6 months ago. And so we have worked extremely hard to get to this position, both individually as well as together as a team. And, standing on that podium tonight, we earned that bronze medal. I'm so happy for the both of us. And, it's not been without support from every single person that helped us get here.
Felicia, I'm just wondering what it was like to prepare for a competition with someone like Kaylee, who is super intense as an athlete. I mean, we've all seen what her workout routine is and how she prepares for these events, but you're a very successful athlete in your own right. So I'm wondering if there was any adjustment period with the way that you guys prepared for competitions.
Not really. I feel like we got along with each other right away. And I think, we're both high performance athletes, and I think mm-hmm. we both drew strength from that. And, just being with her, and obviously, Kaylee's so successful in bobsleigh, so she's been an amazing mentor for me, just teaching me the ins and outs. And I do an individual sport in track and field, and I'm usually on the line by myself and preparing by myself, so it was a totally unique experience for me to have somebody else to kind of lean on and learn from, and it was amazing. I mean, like I said, Kaylee was a great mentor to me, and it was just really great being able to prepare with her and step on the line with her and just trusting that and knowing that we were both going to give it our all.
Felicia George and Kaylee Humphreys, bronze medalists in the women's two-man bobsled. That bronze gives Canada 7 on the games. That makes a medal total of 21, 9 golds, 5 silver. They sit third in the overall medal count behind only Germany and Norway. Germany has 24 medals to Canada's 21, 33 for the Norwegians, who are, they're a winter sport juggernaut, are they not? Finally, we'll close the snow show with some words from Lou, as he's got some deals in store.
Lou, we're into the new year. An amazing ski season continues in the mountains, and you've got some great news for skiers. The deals are coming out at Lou's. I love it.
The deals are finally coming out. It's been a great season, and we haven't really gotten started with anything yet. But yeah, it's time to start putting at least some things on sale.
Let's get to it. What's the hot deal? What's going to have people very excited, more than they already are, to show up at Lou's Performance Center?
Well, you and I have talked a few times about carving skis and about how people are gravitating towards big, wide skis and missing all the opportunities with carving skis and how much fun they are and how much easier they are on your knees. So we've decided to put all the front side carving skis on sale starting right away.
And as you noted, this is most of the skiing and most of the conditions you see in this part of the world. So to be on a carving ski is perfect.
For sure. For sure. So front side carving skis, which I think are skis under 80 millimeters or under at the waist. All of the ones in the store for men and women are on sale 30% off now.
That's incredible. Also, the other thing we talked about that didn't last very long incredibly popular is all the heating stuff, because we do have colder winters on this side of the Rockies and this part of the Western Canadian mountains. The heating bags, amongst anything else that heats, seem to be incredibly popular and ran out quick because of that.
Ran out quick. Well, there's always been only one kind of hot gear bag, and it's a medium-sized bag. And this year, Head came along and made a much bigger bag. And so we didn't know which was going to sell for sure. And Rosigno and Head, who both make them, jiggered things a little bit. And we ran out of the medium-sized bags quite early and haven't had any more. And for all those people who thought that that the larger bag was just plain too big, they've kind of missed out. And now in the last week, we found 35 more in Canada. I think it's the end of what's in Canada, it looks like. But we have them all coming to the store. They should arrive this week.
Amazing stuff. It's perfect for the conditions out here. Thanks for the update. And again, for information, lose.ca and your location, you can describe it better than I can.
Well, the location is 6434 1A Street Southwest. It's right across, what is it, McLeod from Chinook Center and next to the train station. It's easy to find. There's a big sign on the freeway. There's a big sign right over the store. It's right behind Home Depot. It's easy to get to, and it's easy to tie into with a trip to Chinook or anything else you're doing at that end of town.
Ryan Pinder's Snow Show is brought to you by Lewes Performance Center. Make your ski experience all that it can be with skis, boots, and accessories, which are custom fit to your needs and performance. Details at lewes.ca.